Hello.
Hello, this is Chris, and I'm with Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
Inside the city limits.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
Oh,
where do you lean? Do you think they are in the right track or wrong track?
For the most part, it's on the right track.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County, according to you?
I think it is the border crisis.
Okay, just a moment. Let me go ahead and match it over here. And how would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
If pitiful Joe Biden still in office, who knows?
But right now, where do you think it is leading? Do you think it will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I gave you my answer.
Okay, fine then. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, I'm not concerned.
Is that not too concerned or not at all?
Not too concerned.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, and we're going to use a scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is public transportation.
Fair.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Fair.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Bad, not good, whatever the lowest one is.
Poor. Thank you.
Poor.
Offering job opportunities in your field? The scale is excellent, good, fair.
Fair, yeah.
Thank you. The quality of public schools? Excellent,
poor.
Good, fair, or poor? Thank you.
Poor.
Public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
No comment.
Okay, that's fine. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature? Do you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Availability of quality health care?
Poor.
Availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Immigrants from other countries, and we're going to rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Excellent.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Four.
Families with children?
Fair.
People like you?
Fair.
People living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Retirees?
What?
Retirees. People who are retired.
Fair.
Thank you. Young single people?
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Poor.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you rate the quality of life in Ector County as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about economic development. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all confident.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about community development. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all confident.
Thank you very much. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Is it very likely? Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. And in your opinion, what would be the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Is it poor economic conditions, like lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere? Is it family reasons or retirement? Poor educational opportunities for them or their children? Poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns like poor air quality, pollution, or is it unhealthy, the cost of living or illegal immigration?
Illegal immigration.
Thank you. Finally, I want to ask you a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
No comment.
Okay, that's fine. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Hell no.
And which of the following is best describes your race or ethnicity? Is it white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Okay, name those again.
I'm sorry?
Name those again.
I'm sorry, you cut off.
Name those again.
What of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Asian or other.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Thank you. And is your annual household income less than $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 plus?
No comment.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Part-time.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
There's only male and female.
And how would you consider yourself? I'm so sorry about that, but we're not supposed to assume anymore.
I am female.
Thank you very much. And with this, I conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.